upper cross syndrome. It not only looks terrible, but it's awful for your health. Breathing difficulties, headaches, and jaw dysfunction are just some of the negative health effects of bad posture. Because I know firsthand just how hard and painful it can be to fix bad posture. So in this video, I want to share with you everything that worked for me. This is the No BS Guide to Fixing Bad Posture in less than 5 minutes. Now this video will be split up into three sections: the causes of upper cross syndrome, the exercises you can do to fix it, and the applications you can take in your everyday life in order to fix bad posture for good. First, what causes upper cross syndrome? Now this is caused by a muscular imbalance by both tight and weak muscles. Specifically, I'm talking about your tight pushing muscles, specifically your tight pectoralis major and minor, and your weak pulling muscles, specifically your mid and low traps, as well as your rhomboids. Now, the cause of this muscular balance is pretty obvious: sedentary lifestyles. We spend 10.4 hours sitting every single day. That's actually more than we sleep on average every single day. So I'll explain how to fix this lifestyle later in this video. Firstly, let's discuss the exercises that you can do in order to fix this muscular imbalance. It's pretty obvious, you need to stretch the tight muscles, but you also need to strengthen the weak muscles. So in order to stretch your tight muscles, the first exercise is really easy to do: the doorway stretch. Position your elbows and your arms 90 degrees on the doorframe and just lean on to your body. This is really easy, and if one side is a bit tighter than the other, I recommend you do each arm individually on a wall as shown on the screen right now. But now let's move on to the big part. How do you even strengthen your weak pulling muscles? For this, I would recommend two exercises that you can do at the gym. First is cable T raises. Cable T raises are as explanatory as they come. You just perform a T movement, pulling movement with your cables. This works your mid traps. And the next exercise is the Y raises. As shown on the screen, pretty self-explanatory. This works on your lower traps. This is important because a muscle cannot work in a compound movement unless it can work functionally in isolation. And by doing these exercises, you're isolating your weak mid and low traps, which are not very oftenly hit in a bodybuilder or weightlifting routine. However, I know a lot of you don't have access to a gym, so there are many alternatives that you can do. You can do T and Y raises on the floor, or if you even have dumbbells at home, you can do that and add resistance. I recommend you do these exercises with high repetitions and low weight. Focus on the movement of the scapula and not the arm. And do not swing the weight up, or else you're going to use your upper traps, which are actually very tight. Now, unfortunately, many of us don't have time to work out regularly. So here's what you can actually do. If you have an office job, just stand up more often. Invest in a standing desk. Walk around instead of scrolling on social media during your breaks. Just reducing sedentary activity and being more active can drastically help upper cross syndrome. Once again, upper cross syndrome was just caused by sitting down too much. So if you don't sit down as much, strengthen your weak muscles, and stretch your tight muscles, you'll be able to solve upper cross syndrome really easily. So yeah, that's basically it. If you want a full in-depth guide, you should watch these videos right here. I'll link them down in the description. Peace.